This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Mr. Mike from Ianville is. Mr. Mike, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
See ya.
For those playing at home, Mr. Mike has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What is the main ingredient in an omelet?
Eggs.
Correct. What is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Yes. Jason and Travis Kelce have signed a podcast deal with what company?
New York?
No.
Pass.
What band won Best Metal Performance at the 2024 Grammys?
Metallica.
Yes. How many U.S. states begin with the letter A?
4.
Correct. Hawkins, Indiana is a fictional town from what Netflix series?
Hawkins.
What was that?
Pass.
What type of pasta's name means little worms?
Al dente?
No.
Angel hair?
No.
Pass.
The first bumper shoot happened in what decade?
89.
No.
80s.
No.
90.
No. Champagne is the sparkling wine from the region of which country?
France.
Correct. Who is the lead singer of Nickelback?
Oh. Dimebag Darrell?
That would be interesting. No, you got 5 correct, though.
Okay, cool.
Okay, right, literally right down the middle because you got to all 10 questions. Mm-hmm. So a solid 50%.
That's a failure in classroom. But you know what? This is different. This isn't the classroom. This is Beat Mix.
Wow.
I mean,
we've seen Steve fail many times.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know.
71 of them.
71 times. Ish. This year.
Yeah, just this year. Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
What is the main ingredient in an omelet?
Egg.
Correct. What is the name of the fairy in Peter Pan?
Tinkerbell.
Correct. Jason and Travis Kelce have signed a podcast deal with what company?
Oh, man. It's like part of Amazon? Amazon?
Yes.
Okay.
What band?
Wondery. Isn't that the name of it?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
What band won Best Metal Performance at the 2024 Grammys?
I'm just going to guess because they're here this weekend, Metallica.
Yeah, they sure did. Yeah. How many U.S. states begin with the letter A?
3?
No.
4?
Correct. Hawkins, Indiana is a fictional town from what Netflix series?
Stranger Things?
Yes. What type of pasta's name means little worms?
Al dente?
No.
Little wormy?
No.
Rigatoni?
No. The first bumper shoot.
Linguini?
No. The first bumper shoot happened in what decade?
Ooh, 60s.
No.
50s.
No.
70s.
Correct. Champagne is a sparkling wine from the region of which country?
France.
Yes. Who is the lead singer of Nickelback?
I'm kidding. Chad Kroger. I'm about to cut the joke, but the timer's running out.
Steve, if only you knew the pasta that means little worms, you would have got a perfect 10, but instead you got another 9.
3
which
nines.
Which is still a win, 9-5. Yeah. 3 9s.
Well, I think there was a miscalculation.
Yeah, right. Sarah can't count. Sarah doesn't know how to count. In the last 850 game, I got 8 right, but you said I got 9.
Oh, yeah.
Based on all the text messages, and we got a lot of them, correcting you.
Yes, which, by the way, the answer was Tango.
Well, thanks for giving us resolution from an hour ago.
You know, you're welcome, because people are still mad about it. Italian, I thought you would know this. What type of pasta's name means little worms?
Is it the one with a V?
Yes.
Vermicelli or something like that?
That's perfect. Yeah. And you pronounced it amazing.
Oh, vermicelli.
So is worm verma or something like that? Like, is that, like, what is worm in Italy? Italian.
You're the one that should know this. You're the Italian.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't speak Italian.
Well, that's your first problem.
I should. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Do your parents know any Italian?
Yes. Because, well, my grandfather, he came over on the boat from Italy, you know, to Ellis Island, the whole, like, old school New York story of, like, you know, leaving your country as a young kid to make a better life for himself. So my mom knows a little bit, but not as much as she used to, because he quickly did everything in his power to acclimate to being an American. Like, he was so proud to now be an American that he, like, did everything he could to learn the language and just embraced American culture so much. Like, it was just, like, the biggest thing, because it was an opportunity of a lifetime to make a better life for him and his future family.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Have you ever been to Italy?
No, but that is definitely a place I'd like to go.
Yeah, well, let's go find the homeland. Let's go see it. Let's do a field trip.
Let's go do a show from Italy.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey.
Get some vermicelli.
And I got to say, I'm getting no resolution of because vermicelli literally just means little worms. But when I Google what's little in Italian, it's
nothing. Hey.
It's piccolo. Hmm. So it's a language that I don't get. Which is not shocking.
Oh. I mean, you could say that in English, too. me as well.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showwear Center in Kent. We've got Godsmack coming to town. Hailstorm's going to be here. And we've got a ticket deal happening right now, four for $99 if you use the code word WORK.
WORK.
W-O-R-K. You can head to KISW.com for more info. Now, Rockaholics, occasionally we like to ask a simple question of you, and we have one this morning, but it will require you to go to our social media pages right now, if you have not already this morning, at Daily Migs. Daily has no I, by the way.
So we have homework for people.
We do. A little bit of homework. 206-803-ROCK. There is a picture there of Sarah and her husband, George, at Costco, and they have, you know, there's a question associated with the picture. The picture is a typical Costco cart.
Okay.
And we have a question about that. So give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Your calls after Stone Temple Pilots.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
If you go to our social media pages, our handle is at Daily Migs, Daily with no I. We have posted a picture there of Sarah and George at Costco, the place that gives me the most anxiety in the world.
I think about you all the time whenever I go to Costco. I'm like, it's so funny that place gets you so on edge.
Well, and then seeing Sarah's photo where she and George have a cart that's not just full, it's like overflowing. That makes my anxiety go up even further.
And that's kind of the norm at Costco, though. They got stuff on the bottom, the little thing on the bottom of the cart, and then the cart's just overflowing.
I can't. It's stressing me out. But this did lead us to want to ask our Rockaholics a very simple question. 206-803-ROCK. And that simple question is this. How much do you think Sarah and George spent at Costco?
Ooh.
We're going to start with Brandon in Snohomish. Brandon, what is the dollar amount you think they dropped at Costco?
They got something on the bottom.
I said $420.
Nice.
$420, baby.
If somebody nails it, let us know.
I will.
Is that right?
No.
No, not $420. I think that's way too much, personally.
Alonzo in Des Moines, how much money do you think Sarah and George spent at Costco?
$380.69.
Nice.
Survey says
no.
I do love on the Instagram page our friend, our OnlyFans model friend, Penelope Rose. She guessed $269.
Is that right?
No.
Yeah. All right, Craig and Tenino, how much money do you think they spent at Costco?
$537.
That is also incorrect.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm looking. I usually try and, like, whenever you look at anything at Costco, I just assume everything is a $10 charge.
Oh.
Give or take. I feel like anytime you get something, it's like $10.99, $11, whatever. I know there's a certain amount, but, like, I'm thinking maybe this is, I'm going to go $280.
Incorrect.
Wait. Oh. Way too low, you think?
I think way too low.
What are you thinking, Danny?
Well, because I see, if you look down at the bottom of the cart.
I mean, they got a lot of beer in there.
You can see a lot of alcohol going
on. A White Claw, too?
Yeah, there's and I'm sure there's probably, knowing Sarah, there's probably some ratchet bottles in there as well.
There's probably boxed wine.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with.
Yeah, tortilla shells or tortillas as well?
Yeah, and I think I'm lowballing, but I'm going to go with
$475. $475.
Incorrect.
I love that you have the not so healthy trail mix in there as well. The one that has like chocolate and pretzels, and that's a great pick.
Yeah, the peanut butter one.
Yes,
it looks like you have the Hawaiian sweet and spicy chips or whatever those are. Is that what I'm seeing?
This
orange
is a
bag?
Solid pickup. Looking at all the stuff you got, it's a good haul.
Yeah, we're having a party. What do you expect?
Okay, question.
That's right, this is for the party.
Yeah. I have a question though. Is it more than what everybody has guessed?
No,
so
you can't. She didn't give you a hint.
Okay,
no,
fine.
You
have to guess. I'm going to say $600.
Also incorrect.
All right, what about Abby from Snohomish said $600?
Didn't Taryn just say that?
I know. Rose in Tacoma, our friend Rose, she texted at 206-803-ROCK. She said $632.
Mm. No.
Oh, I can't believe that this
is it more than that?
Someone said $1,000 easy. Mm.
I will say that is the only person that guessed too high.
Oh.
Really?
I told you, Steve.
And I will say, I can hear you.
Your voice is shaking.
I already was like, babe, you're putting this on your card. Like, this is stressing me out. And I didn't even know the total. And now that no one was even really close to it is stressing me out even more. But the grand total yesterday at Costco was $788.67.
That's impressive. That is more than I've ever spent at Costco.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I think the most I've ever spent at Costco is like $250.
Oh, that's not the most we've spent. George got a 75-inch TV one time. That was like at least over $2,000.
Can I also point out, this is for her party.
Yes.
Taryn and I learned this morning that not only, they spent $700 whatever dollars?
Nearly $800, yeah.
They're also having their party catered.
Oh, so you're not...
This isn't for...
Catering it?
This is just the snackies
nice.
And the drinks.
This is just snacks and drinks.
Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
So what, to cater it, I'm guessing that's at least $300.
Oh, yeah, I don't even know. George hasn't told me yet.
So this is a $1,000 party?
Well, I will say, too, then after this, we had to go to the regular grocery store because what you guys don't see in the picture, there's a few half gals, at least six bottles of champagne.
Right.
So then you have to go to the regular store to get just
Do your friends not bring alcohol as well, or do they just expect you to have all the alcohol?
They better, but I don't trust anyone.
This is also wild to me because I've been to your place. Mm-hmm. You have so much alcohol already, like bottles and bottles and bottles of wine and alcohol and everything.
You always got to be prepared.
Oh, my word.
Yeah, but I'm now stressed. I'm going to angry text George.
Well, you know what? Turn it around. He wants to drop all this money. He better hang up that live, laugh, love sign that I got you.
He freaking better.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think that's a fair trade-off.
Yeah, but then I did spend over $100 at the party store yesterday, too. So.
Wow.
I want to know how many people are actually showing up to this party, because none of us are going.
No, I want to go, but I'm going to be a bumper shoot all weekend, so I can't, unless I can dip out, which I don't think is going to happen.
What if five people show up and he spent $700?
Oh, my gosh. I just got an idea, though. I'm just going to move the location of my child's fifth birthday party to your house, Sarah. We'll join forces.
Yes.
I got a pinata. We're ready for you.
That's amazing.
What did that cost you?
$25. Not bad, but
compared to everything else, that's a bargain.
And it's empty. I still got to buy all the stuff to go in the pinata.
Are you putting adult stuff in there?
That's what I thought.
I want to. Ooh,
airplane shots.
Well, yeah. When you said adult stuff, though, I thought
like,
maybe
like
naughty.
Sexual stuff.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Oh no, I was talking about like booze and drugs.
Yeah. You know what? Don't bring Barrett to this party.
Yeah,
Taryn.
Maybe not. Actually,
Barrett all of a sudden loves pinatas.
Oh boy. We know that you're a massive music fan, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? We want you to prove that to us. And if you can, you'll get tickets to see Journey with Def Leppard at T-Mobile Park on September 4th. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 920.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out, you're gonna get shook.
It is time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see Journey and Def Leppard at T-Mobile Park, and that show is happening next week on September 4th. Say good morning to Craig in Ording. He is our contestant today.
Hi, Craig.
Craig.
What's up, Craig?
How's it going?
So good,
man. Let's win you some tickets, Craig.
So you've got to get both of these songs right to win. The first one, you'll be on your own. And the second one, this is where you can get shook. A member of our show at random has to get it right for you. If not, you lose and caller 9 will get the tickets. Let's see who you're playing with. Me, Migs, or Sarah?
The wheel's spinning. Just passed Sarah my name. Now it has Taryn's. And it's back on Sarah. I believe it's going to be Craig and Sarah trying to win these Journey and Def Leppard tickets.
Woo! All right, Craig. Here is your first clip.
Master of Puppets by Metallica.
Whoa!
Love it. Nailed it. Tatum's favorite song. It is.
I wish I got that one. I knew that one.
I felt like you looked really happy about that, Sarah.
I did.
All right, Sarah, you ready for your clip?
Yes. Oh, let's play it one more time. Wonderwall, Oasis.
Yeah!
That is impressive.
Good thing they've been in the news so much lately.
Top of mind.
Yes.
Congratulations, Craig. You are going to see Journey and Def Leppard at T-Mobile Park next week.
Thank you, guys.
That'll be a fun show.
Oh, yeah.
It's concert season, I feel like, right now. It's like this stadium concert season.
Well, and that until, into October. There's, no concerts for me at all. And then all of a sudden, October, it's just, one after another.
Because what we got, Green Day's coming.
Yeah.
But Sum 41's right around the corner.
It's literally next Saturday.
Also, Slipknot the same night.
Oh, is it the same night?
Same night.
September 7th, yeah.
I know. It's crazy.
What a decision. Well, it's Sum 41's last show ever, so I have to go to that one.
But we've got, the Halloween hullabaloo coming up. I mean, everything is going
down.
What
other ones are coming up that you're fired up about?
Oh, my God. You're asking me on the spot now.
I know.
I saw it. It was just, September. I want to say, October 12th, October 15th. There's just so many. And I'm just I can't even deal with this anymore.
And of course, two Metallica shows this weekend.
What?
And Bumbershoot.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah, Bumbershoot.
We're going to be busy. If we've talked about something this morning that you would like to talk about, please call us up now. 206-803-ROCK is the number. We'll check in with the Rockaholics after Green Day. Throughout the show, we have received text messages and calls from you that we have not yet had a chance to chat with you about, but we are doing that right now. We are checking in with the Rockaholics, so call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you've got something on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Rob is on I-5, and he has a mashup that he thinks Danny would like.
Ooh.
Actually, it's something that both Danny and Taryn will appreciate. It's by the guy Matt Glocky. He did the Disturbed Shaggy mashup.
Dude, I love that guy. He does a lot of songs in the tune of the Deftones or Disturbed. He's talented beyond belief.
Oh, yeah, he is. So Danny, he did If Green Day Wrote Hey Yeah by Outkast.
Ooh.
And for Taryn, I thought he wrote If Korn Did All the Small Things.
Oh, my God.
And also, one last thing. Before you guys play those, I want to give a quick shout out to my new fiance, Jessica. She's listening. I proposed to her at the Mariners game on Sunday.
What?
In God and Country. And she accepted.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, baby.
Oh, wait, hold on. So did you pick a certain inning that you were doing it? Did you have somebody to take pictures and video? Were you nervous? Like, give us the scoop.
I was nervous as hell. I was racking my brain for the longest time trying to rehearse what the heck I was going to say. And I couldn't think of anything up until literally I was down on my knee. It was around about the fifth inning. A friend of mine met us up at the game as well, and she took her to go get snacks and a beer. And I told my parents, and my grandparents were there too, and they didn't know what was going on. My parents were in on the plan, so I told my dad, I was like, hey, when they come back, you're going to hold the baby, and it's happening. So when she came back with a big old plate of chili fries and a cold beer, before she sat down, I dropped down on the knee, and I just spoke from the heart, and
awesome.
The first look on her face was like, oh my God, what the hell are you doing?
She's like, I'm holding chili fries right now, sir.
Yeah, I'm holding chili fries in a beer. What are you doing? And then, you know, I'm saying a bit of my spiel, and she had this big old smile on her face, and it's just amazing.
And the Mariners won that game, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They beat the Giants.
Yeah.
Please tell me in your proposal you threw in the line, I'd like to give you a grand salami.
Hey.
No, but I'm definitely going to use that later.
Yeah, that's when you consummate the wedding. All right, let's hear a little bit of this Mac Lockie guy doing Hey Ya as if Green Day wrote it. Are you ready, Danny?
I'm ready.
All right. Okay, this is awesome. It's so good. This sounds great.
This is the kind of stuff we need at emo night.
Yes. Oh, okay. That's pretty awesome.
Even the style of his playing,
yep.
His mannerisms, he nails it.
Okay, now let's see what it would sound like if Korn wrote Blink-182's All the Small Things. Oh, he's putting on an Adidas jacket for this one.
Yeah,
it's so great.
All the small things, true care, true brings. I'll take one left, you're right, best trip.
Metal girl Sarah over there is liking it as well.
Yeah, this guy does not suck.
I love him.
Yeah, you can fall down a YouTube wormhole with Mac Lockie.
That's what I'm doing after the show today.
Yeah, that's so good.
A guy got a low rating as an Uber driver. So he did what any rational person would do, Steve Miggs. He grabbed a brick and threw it at the rider's house.
We probably listen to Korn.
You're going to hear from the homeowners at 9:50. An Uber driver in Chicago who is facing charges after throwing a brick at someone's house, and it's all because they gave him a one-star review.
How bad of a ride? Even if I've had a bad ride, I still give five. I just click five stars. I mean, it has to be really bad, and even then I'd be like, that person's probably having a bad day.
Well, this is the 17-year-old rider and his mom talking about their home getting vandalized.
I was just trying to make it to the mall. I was trying to get there within a certain time frame, and he had decided to take the longer way to the mall.
At the end of the day, somebody should have a right to a review. You know, it's opinion-based. Like, if you have a one star, you have a one star.
Yeah, without fear of retaliation.
I mean, yeah, it's a little extreme to throw a rock at, or a brick at somebody's house because you got a one-star review. A little much.
Well, I think also a one-star review for going the long way is a little much.
I'm also confused.
You're right. They deserve that brick.
Maybe a two-star review. One-star seems extreme.
I'm also confused, though, because the drivers can't see your reviews. It says that when you go to leave a review, it says drivers will not see your review. So I'm like, unless he like showed him his phone and said like, hey, I'm giving you a one star.
That could be. Or maybe like he checks his, like as soon as it's done, he'll check and see if his rating goes up or goes down.
Is it that instantaneous? Because that's the part that confused me. I was like, wait a minute. I've checked before because I have left many one star reviews.
Well, give us an example of why you left a one star review.
If they get lost, if they talk too much,
if they talk too much,
if they change the radio station from what I'm listening to,
what?
I will give one star reviews all day.
Oh my gosh.
A one star review if they change the radio station.
Day, Steve.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever given a one-star review. There was a time the guy got so lost. I missed the band that I was supposed to see, and I didn't give a one-star review.
I've had that happen where I'm like driving, I'm in the car, and I'm looking at the GPS. I'm like, you got to get off. And he missed the exit. And he's like, oh man, my bad. I was having fun talking to you. I'm like, we weren't even talking.
Oh no.
But even then, I gave a five. I was like, whatever.
Five? If I have my headphones in, do not talk to me. That's what that sign is. And there's people that will just continue to talk.
So you're like a hot girl at the gym?
Yeah.
All of a sudden you think they shouldn't talk to you?
Thank you. Yes. One star review all day.
Wow. Sarah, you giving one star reviews out?
Never. And I feel like this is something I would do. Danny sounds like me right now.
Yeah, I always thought you were more understanding than that, Danny.
No, not at all. Not with Uber drivers or Lyft drivers. You know what?
Why do you hate Uber and Lyft drivers so
much? I don't. They just have to really impress me.
Oh my God.
Oh, you sound like the D-bag at the restaurant that puts like a stack of bills in the middle of the table and looks at the waitress and goes, every time you screw up, I take a dollar off of this stack.
Oh, no.
I can't believe people actually do that.
I don't know if they do. I've heard stories of it, though.
If anyone did that I was at dinner with, I would probably punch them and then take all the money.
I'm so embarrassed to be at dinner.
Yes, so embarrassed.
I get embarrassed if someone doesn't tip well enough. I'm like, hold on, I'll be right back. I think I left something at my seat, and then I'll run over there and leave like another $5 just to kind of like make up for their crappy
tip. We better be checking Danny's like tip skills when we go out with him.
I mean, being associated with him is now kind of freaking me out.
We've been in Ubers with him where he's paid.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Are we even sure he's paid?
No. Imagine this, if you will. Imagine being a celebrity and your kid lovingly calls you an epic slut.
Yeah.
This happened.
If there's anyone that would be proud of that, it would be our friend Sarah. Yeah.
This actually happened, and we're going to tell you who they are talking about during the Daily Migs download after Van Halen.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And we've got Ryan Castle in the house.
Oh,
and
lucky you.
It's an election year. You're wearing a button that tells us that we don't know who you're voting for. Is it the Daily Migs Show or the Men's Room?
It's both.
You're voting for both of us?
Yeah.
Well, I know, but one's red and one's blue, so...
You're really overthinking this there, Tyler
Daly.
I was
just wondering.
It's red. It's red, white, and blue.
It's America.
It's America.
Or France.
Yeah.
Whichever you want to do. Hey, the DMT is brought to you by Palace Law. Ryan Castle, are you much of an Oasis fan?
I'll be honest with you. Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, maybe you'll appreciate this story. Apparently, there's a story that it's resurfaced from a few years ago, but it was a story about Courtney Love. She told a story that back in 2014, she was hanging out with Liam Gallagher, one of the Gallagher brothers. And he apparently propositioned, said, hey, you know, since we're hanging out, let's have some fun and make some love.
Yeah.
And she turned him down. He wasn't upset about it, but I guess she then told her daughter, also Kurt Cobain's daughter, Frances Bean Cobain. And when she heard the news, according to Courtney, she was pissed because she's a huge Oasis fan. Courtney said, quote, Francis, who loves Oasis more than Nirvana, was furious I didn't sleep with him. She texted me saying, Mom, you're an epic slut, but you didn't sleep with Liam Gallagher?
Oh my gosh. That's amazing. So disappointed.
So check out Courtney Love's new record, Epic Slut, coming out next year.
The Lynnwood extension of Sound Transit's Link Light Rail is set to open tomorrow with four new stations
good
that are
timing.
Expected to serve around 50,000 riders daily. It is good timing because that's how time. That is how my husband is getting to the Metallica
concert
tomorrow.
Just in time
night.
To go to Metallica.
He's going
to
go.
Well, hopefully it doesn't go bad for him.
That's what I'm hoping. So it's a 32-minute ride from Lynnwood to downtown Seattle. They're going to have service every 8 to 10 minutes during peak hours and hopefully no kerfuffles on the first day because we got to get Brad down to Metallica.
Just like Courtney Love, service every 8 to 10 minutes.
That's it. Apparently. Epic slut.
Oh, the Mariners were epic sluts yesterday, just pounding and pounding the Tampa Bay Rays. Big win, 6-2. Still 3.5 games out because the Astros won as well. But hey, they're looking good these days. Things have been going pretty well for the Mariners, so I'll take it. As far as weather, 76 degrees. Going to be a sunny day today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Our friend Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-pack.
Epic slut.
The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.